What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
That is right. It is Inside the Star here on Sean and RJ live at Firehouse Number 2, 920 Parkway in Rockwall. The Tolos are out here, and so are we. We got tacos here, breakfast tacos. Jay Cho is out here bringing us Just Love Coffee. We're going to give that away. But the NFL schedule was released last night. You saw leaks throughout the day. You were able to put together. I know Walchuk, the insider he is, was on top of it all day long yesterday. But the schedule is out. The Cowboys schedule is out. Sean, your first reaction to it?
Well, exact games in a row, now that we can line them up, right? We knew we were starting in New York against the Giants Sunday Night Football. Week two, you're going to host the Commanders. Week three, in Brazil against Baltimore. Then you're at Houston, Tampa Bay for Thursday Night Football, at Green Bay Sunday Night Football, at Philadelphia Monday Night Football. So any doubt over America's team, Thursday night, Brazil, Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football. Week eight, the dreaded Arizona Cardinals in Arlington. Then you go to Indianapolis. Then you get three straight home games. San Fran, the Titans, filthy on Thanksgiving. Then you're at Seattle. And then this week 14 bye. Ooh. Is that the first thing that jumped out to everyone, how late this bye is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very
yeah,
late.
How late the bye is.
Seth, and there's two things that really jumped out, the late, the bye, and that it is just it is criminal that they don't play Philadelphia for the last 6 weeks.
It's the latest bye week since 1990. That's week 14. Then week 15, you're at the Rams. Then you host Jacksonville for Sunday Night Football. Then you finish against the Giants, and you're at D.C. to end it.
The schedule loss, that's the first thing I always look for. Where's the scheduled loss? That's what the league bakes in, a loss for every team. They do it for every team. They didn't do it here. It would have been the Rams-Seattle back-to-back roadies, but you get a bye week in between, so you don't have that. Either way, they would have had the Thursday mini-bye, right, because it was the second Thursday. It's as favorable as it could have been. Based on the schedule and the teams they had to play, it is as perfect as they could have asked for, except for, obviously, not playing Philly. I think it's criminal. Imagine not playing the Astros in all of September. Or like Red Sox, Yankees not being, last game being August 20th. Just that should not happen.
It is, the NFL season starts September 10th or whatever with Thursday Night Football. So from September 10th all the way through the end of October, the Cowboys play two times at AT&T Stadium. They're going to play two times there through the first half of the season because one of their home games that counts, yeah, quote unquote, is Baltimore. And so they've got a heavier road set up there. So all you get is you get the Commanders on week two and the Buccaneers on week five. Otherwise, that's it for playing at home in the first 2 months of the season.
Six primetime games and the first international game since 2014. I'm kind of looking at this in three different parts. Weeks 3 through 7, I'll start there. Gauntlet. Baltimore, Houston, Tampa, Green Bay, Philadelphia. I mean, that's brutal. That's tough.
Tampa's your kind of let up.
Yeah.
Right? And that potentially could be a trap game.
Then weeks 8 through 11, take advantage of that. Arizona, Indy, San Fran, and then Tennessee. Take advantage of that. And then I broke it up into 12 through 16. Tough again.
Yeah.
Philly, Seattle, bye. Rams, Jacksonville. And then you end with two games you hope you can win with the Giants and Washington. So it kind of went in a row for me in terms of three different segments.
Their bye week isn't even 2 weeks. They're going to get shorted on the bye week. That's going to end up being 13 days instead. Now, they are coming off of what will be a longer stretch off between Philly and Seattle. They'll basically get two byes in a row because they'll have the extended break leading into Seattle, and then out of Seattle they've got the bye. So if they are competitive at all, that's a good three-week stretch where we're going to feel like, okay, they're ready to go. But, I mean, that's November 27th, the day after the Thanksgiving game, all the way till December 19th, day before the Rams. We go almost a month with them playing one football game.
From weeks 8 to 14, they have just two games on the road. Nick Harris tweeted, early season stretch and nightmare. Traveling 11 hours back from Brazil, going on the road for a noon game in Houston, then turning around for a Thursday night game, all in 11 days.
That kind of sucks. I hate that they started doing this where, you've got the Cowboys have to play two Thursday games because they already played the Thanksgiving and they got to get another one thrown in there somewhere. But look, again, like they could have, this could have, I thought for some reason, I thought this could have been worse. That back end of the season stretch, though, the whole thing comes down to that Eagles, Seattle, Ram, Jaguar, four game stretch for me. The way the thing shakes out, I could see this team very easily being 2-0, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4, 5-5, 6, like kind of trading wins and losses until they get to about 6-6, and then it's those four games.
Yeah, they got screwed on that week 3 turnaround. That Rio de Janeiro thing is going to be tough because that's
because the time difference is not that great. It's a long flight.
12-hour flight. So you're talking about they are going to land back there Monday morning at like 5, 6 in the morning, something like that. And then you're going to Houston, you're traveling, and it's for that noon kickoff time, like Nick was saying. So, I mean, that's a really short stretch, a really brutal week.
Another thing everyone looks at is the cold weather games. So, I don't know, where do you want to start? You want to start at like November 1st? You're in Arlington, you don't worry about it. Then you're at Indianapolis, you don't worry about that. You host San Fran in Tennessee, so that is a great start to November with the cold weather. What is going to happen after that? You host Philadelphia, then you're at Seattle. You're not worried about that. Then you get the bye, then you're at the Rams. You host Jacksonville. There's no cold weather issues here at all except for Washington at the very end.
That's it.
Like, there's could not a bad football team, so you're good.
We don't know.
You might be a bad football team, too, though.
So. You might be a bad football team.
You got Green Bay early. You know, Green Bay in October is as perfect of weather as you're going to ask for.
But that cold weather Dak Prescott concern, that's gone. Out the window.
It's gone. It sets up really well.
Yeah, and so it makes me wonder, you know, what are the MVP odds for Dak Prescott now? You know, because, I mean, he's not having to travel cold weather. I mean, he's playing all indoors or southern games. I mean, you know, he's going to have home field there when he's playing in L.A., the Rams. That's the Cowboys fans always show up to that. But, yeah, so six prime time games. I think the Rams had seven. I think they led the way with seven games. I think we had five teams with zero, a bunch of loser teams out there.
They are the it's like the Raiders, Jets, Cards, Titans. By the way, I don't remember a season, and I'm sure it's happened, but we play Arizona in the preseason, and then I don't remember that. Where you play in the preseason and then in a regular season.
They've done it a couple times. They did it with I'm trying to think. They've done it recently with Seattle in the past. They've had a couple other matchups that are like that. It's not common necessarily, but they'll definitely do it.
Rockwall Fire Station number 2, 920 Rockwall Parkway. Tolo T-shirts, brand new ones for everyone showing up. We have a packed house already. Thank you to Colby Tolbert and Rodeo City Provisions for the breakfast and all the Tolos rolling out. And Peyton Russell, of course, in his hometown on the scene here on set. What do we think of the way they presented it? The presentation with the whole video bits. Peyton's going thumbs down.
The TIA.
Yeah, it's just I don't know if they're just trying to, you know, not offend anyone or anything. Or
no, they offended a lot of people.
Well, but it seems like they need to take notes. Like Tennessee does a great job. I think there's like the Rams.
Yeah, let's be like the Titans.
Yeah, let's be like the Titans. You know, you lose, but then your social media team is bomb. So, but. I like the Tyler thing they did, but the you know where they had Ferguson and I think Brevin Spam Ford as well.
So this was the Tyler Intelligence Agency, the TIA, with the three Tylers.
It was, and that was good. It did end up being better than I was anticipating based on the teaser. It was. I still didn't have any clue where they were going with it early. I was like, this is a little weird.
Because they picked out a Tyler that worked for each opponent, and that was their inside source.
Yeah.
That was their mission. It was like a Mission Impossible theme.
Or just in general. Like, I don't even know that it was like based off any movie other than just like, here we are. Like, this is our intelligence agency. But it's they were like how to sabotage each game, and they go to like the Bears or where they go to, which one was it, where they said like go to the, get him on Hinge so that he gets into a bad relationship, or I don't remember which team that was, but they were taking serious shots for the first time.
The Jalen Hurts butt juice, that's great.
Explain that.
They said he doesn't like butt juice. That's what it's.
They went after Jaden Daniels' mom. They called Houston a ghetto Dallas. They made fun of Tampa Bay for tagging the wrong Emeka Egbuka throughout the entire season.
Do they know Mike Evans is gone? Has anybody told them that yet?
They called Philadelphia. That was good. They called Philadelphia. They said the children are violent in Philadelphia.
Children are violent.
They made fun of the positivity bunny.
They didn't know where Indy was.
They made fun of the substation.
And it's improv. They improvised.
Oh, really?
They got asked last night when they were at the Home Run Derby, which Jake Ferguson won. So while you're talking to us about Jake Ferguson, Peyton, Tyler Smith, I guess, had told the reporters that they were just basically given an outline, and then they were told to just start goofing around. And so that was just them, like, taking shots.
And then I love that they brought up – they went after Kelly Stafford because she reached out to Ty Simpson. They're like, you haven't heard from the number one quarterback, but you heard from his wife. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's what she does. She reaches out to the backup quarterback consistently. So that's kind of her thing. I felt
a little long.
It was one of the better ones they've had, I think. In fact, I will never get over the year they did the ASMR one. That was so rough with the Amari Cooper eating an apple and go like the New York Giants and whispering. That one was brutal. We started last night trying to work on, Sean, a Peyton schedule release. And, like, this is Peyton's schedule release, and it was going to be a stand-up comedy bit. And he read the first four jokes, and he said, I'm not doing this. I'm going to get fired if we read these.
So he called into Fan After Dark to get fired.
Well, yeah, because after that, he had already been drinking. When I asked him about the stand-up comedy thing, he was sober. But he didn't he didn't like some of the touchy words we were using on Camp Scataboo.
All right, predictions for 720. 17 games, what are they going? You see how it is laid out. Obviously, we knew the opponents, and now you know the order of them. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, Frank LaFranco Fantex. But it's a tough schedule at the end of the day.
It is. You got some decent, you know, you got a three-game homestand in there. That's always good to see. You have, you don't have a three-game road trip, but you do have, like, 4-6, you know, so that's kind of tough. But, you know, one of those is Houston. That's not really a road game. It's not too far. So it could have been way worse. They could have put Green Bay and Philadelphia at the end of the season in cold weather. They didn't.
That's a lot of noon games, too. That's more than they've had on the schedule just right out of the gate than has been typical for them.
Choppy will love that.
Five of them, right? Maybe six with Washington at the end of the year.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from the Dallas Card Show, 777 Waters Creek Boulevard in Allen at the Marriott. And you know, Corey, I already gave some cards away. So there was a not that.
Dylan was going to get so mad at me if I just started doing that.
So there was a friendly kid up here looking, and he was like, oh, wow. And I was like, here you go.
and it looked like it made his day, so that's neat.
Okay, I thought like he was like trying to wheel one of those boxes out of your hand.
No, I'm not. I'm probably not going to be selling anything right now.
You made a kid's day, dude. That's awesome.
I know, right?
Look at you, man.
All right, so it is it's a ridiculous exercise, but it's also super fun. The NFL schedule is out. So 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. Give us your Cowboys record prediction, because one of the comments I saw, which I do not agree with, but I respect everyone's right to throw out their record opinions, was that the Cowboys would have a hard time winning three or four games before the bye.
Mm.
I do not see it that way, but again...
Oh, it's because you're a homer.
Oh, man.
Is what some people on the station would say.
It's going to be so weird when I tell you I'm going with 9-8 or 10-7. People are going to be like, ah, homer. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. So 877-881-1053. If you want to jump in on that conversation, I am going to go game by game with this for you gentlemen, and you can just tell me, preferably win or lose. Now, I realize I can't take draw off the table because of what happened last time, but I'm hoping that cooler heads prevail here, and we'll see how it goes. All right, we go to the season opener at the New York Football Giants. Cowboys currently a 2.5-point favorite going into that game. Corey Majors, win or lose?
I think this is going to be one of those, Kevin, where you're able to run the ball. They got a good front seven. They're going to be tough. Their head coach is telling them every day that they're going to be violent murderers. So, like, that's one of the things that he keeps doing. I think it's going to be more competitive than we expect. But I do think that there's a couple of explosive plays in that offensive playbook, and this defense is really going to be wanting to show that they are new.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and give them a dub, but I don't think it's going to be easy.
Alec, win or lose?
You know, speaking of explosive, Corey, you can talk about Malik Nabers and his knee. So I don't think that offense is going to be quite ready to roll in week one. He might play. He might still be there. But I don't think the Giants' offense is going to look exactly the way that it will in, say, week 10. I think they're going to need some time to kind of figure some stuff out. And Jackson Dart said himself, this scheme is going to be very versatile. It's going to look different than it has in the past. So I think they have some things to figure out, and that leads to a Cowboys win.
Now, following that, you get a pair of home games. Week 2, Washington. Week 3, Baltimore. Although, obviously, that's not a real home game because it's in Brazil! And I know this is what people are concerned about this run of the schedule, is you're going to be in Brazil, and then the next week you're going to be on the road against Houston. So, Washington, fake home game against Baltimore. What say y'all?
You know what? I think Washington still has some. Now, Jaden will be healthy. But I just think that they still have some work to do defensively. You were able to toast and torch that team and through the air last year. I'm going to go ahead and give them a win on that one for sure.
I'm giving them a win, too. I think they also have some work to do offensively, do the Commanders. I don't really see the big play ability from them outside of the run game here and there. You'll see it from Krosky Merritt, Bill, if you will. You'll see it from him a little bit, but I don't see the take the top off, flip the game upside down ability from that offense on top of a mediocre defense. Sonny Styles can't fix everything, so give me a win.
Baltimore? As we're both 2-0 right now.
Kevin, the New York and Washington games are great opportunities to learn for Caleb Downs and Malachi Lawrence how to pursue a running quarterback, because Jackson Dart and Jaden Daniels are going to give you fits also. And Lamar Jackson, by the time you get to that point, not same team, dude.
Right.
Not a John Harbaugh coach team. Jesse Minter's going to have some learning situations. Cowboys in Brazil run the football over the Baltimore Ravens. We are starting off 3-0.
Oh, sir. My goodness gracious. That is already more wins than one person who said 1-1 and 15.
Okay, we're almost there. Yeah.
And then not too far off from, I think the Cowboys will win 5 games total in 2-18. I'm assuming that means they have them losing their 3 preseason games. Hopefully they don't have them going 2-1 in the preseason, because then that would mean 0-17 in the regular season, though I guess you could get Arch Manning then if you wanted. Alec. Whoa. Sorry, that was a lot of information. Alec.
Ooh.
You got the Cowboys 2-0 going to Brazil. What do we say from there?
And I give them their first loss. I think the Ravens win this one because I think I might be drinking the Jesse Minter Kool-Aid more than most people. I think the world of him.
I get it.
I think he's incredible, and I think he's going to show that the play calling defensively was just that bad last year for Baltimore, and that the sum of their pieces is more than good enough to be good. Not great. I don't think they're going to be great. They still have some holes defensively, but I think that on top of Lamar Jackson's running ability, I think it's a good game. I don't think the Cowboys win that one.
All right, we're going to have to pick it up a little bit. Houston on the road.
Loss.
And then short week against Tampa.
Biggest game of Houston's entire career. It's going to be a noon game against the Cowboys, and it's this is where the Cowboys get their first loss. I'll go ahead and do that.
Short
then,
week for Tampa.
Yeah, and then I think the Cowboys take down Tampa. Woo! So we're going to be 4-1 at this point.
Alec, the biggest game in Texans history, followed by short week against Tampa.
It's just sad. The biggest game of your history, your franchise's history, is a noon game.
Wouldn't it be that first game they ever played and they beat the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to have them losing. That's going to be a CJ Stroud 3 interception game. Okay. And then Tampa Bay, I think you win that game too. I like what they did this offseason, but I think they're still trying to figure some things out offensively.
Maybe the toughest back-to-back games of the season at the Packers, at the Eagles, week 6 and week 7. Corey, you got us at 4-1. Does the stumble begin here or no?
We can't beat the Packers, dude. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. So they're not going to be able to beat Jordan Love and the Packers in this one. And this is going to be the first opportunity for them to understand what Christian Parker's defense is, but Philadelphia does have an idea. And I think that they're going to get the best of the Cowboys in the first matchup. 4-3.
Alec, do you also see losing streak breaking out here?
I think I do. I believe in the curse of the Packers just having our number. I don't think the Packers, just talent-wise, are much better than you, if at all. But they seem to always have it figured out against us. So, yeah, I just can't see them winning that one, especially on the road at Lambeau. And then at Philly, I always see them splitting with Philly, and I always think it's the home and away split.
I gotcha.
So give me 2 losses there.
All right. So with that, we're decidedly back to middle of the pack. Corey at 4-3, Alec at 3-4. Sunday, November 1st, week 8, hosting the Arizona Cardinals, and then on the road against the Colts. Back-to-back noon games. I believe that is the only time it happens all season.
Yes. This will be Carson Beck's first game.
Brissett. I like these little mini predictions.
Jacoby Brissett will be like, I'm holding out after they go like 6-1 their first few games. Jacoby Brissett, but I say Beck starting, and Cowboys lose to Arizona as well.
Ooh.
And then they put them at 4-4. They're not a good team, but Jeremiah Love has a really good game, and that defense performs just good enough.
Colts?
Cowboys win.
Hell yeah. Alec, the Arizona
Daniel
Cardinals.
Jones is their quarterback, bro.
Good point.
Like, come on.
Good
what are even
point.
Doing?
Coming off an ACL or an Achilles or
and
whatever.
And he's still Daniel Jones.
Damn. Jeez. Hosting Arizona on the road against the Colts. Only back-to-back noon games of the season for the Cowboys.
God, I love noon games. So much so that I think you're going to win both of them.
Oh!
I think this is going to be Carson Beck's 8th game. I think he's going to start. I don't know why.
Wow.
I'm just in on this.
Neat.
I just want to see it happen so bad that I'm going to talk myself into believing it's going to happen. Even though it probably won't. So Carson Beck will have a masterclass in this game, but you shut down Jeremiah Love, and that's why you win this game. And then for the Colts, Yeah, give me a win. I mean, I don't know what to think about them. They surprised me for enough of the season last year to where I think I have them figured out.
But then you saw whenever they started playing good teams.
Exactly.
They weren't good.
Right.
Kind of like us.
From the 972, 13-4 Cowboys. Stop giving these idiots who say one or two wins credit. Keep in mind that one person said 1-1-15. Mm. But otherwise, the way it started, a lot of negativity right there. All right, now you get the longest home run of the season. You've got 49ers, the Titans, and then the Eagles on Thanksgiving to close out the back-to-back-to-back home games. Corey, San Fran, Tennessee, Philadelphia, what do you say?
It's tough, but you're going to be back to 5-5 as San Francisco comes into town, even though they're traveling so much. But that being said, this is where you pick up consecutive victories over Cam Ward, if you will, Kevin. I got a rookie card right here in the hand. You take one down on him because he's not ready yet. And then you also pick up your first victory against Philadelphia, making them look very bad and maybe sending them into a spiral for the rest of the season.
Oh, I like that. All right. Mr. Medford, you have the Cowboys at 5-4 going into their back-to-back-to-back home game. San Francisco, Tennessee, Philly. How do we do there?
I think this is where the curse of that scientific factory or whatever they got going on in Santa Clara actually reverses and the 49ers come in superpowered and they win. I hate that, but I think they're going to win. Then give me two wins. I think the Tennessee Titans, you're going to beat them, I won't say handedly, but I think that you'll have a good showing against them. And then on Thanksgiving, you can't lose at home. You just simply can't. But I think this is going to be that point in the season where Philly has to bring in another inflatable animal to try to, you know, appease the locker room and stuff. And then this is the game where they go back home and somebody takes their cleat and just steps right on it and deflates it. And they're like, this was stupid. What are we doing? And they have to have a players only meeting.
From the I like that. From the 940, 9-8, we're going to start the season 3-5 because we're going to suck away from home. And would you consider that we'll beat Green Bay because Mike McCarthy is no longer affiliated with either one and that will break the curse? Ooh, interesting idea right there. Then you get to the one weird game, and I want to point this out again. Once your game on Thanksgiving is over, you play one more time until December 20th. Between Thanksgiving, once that game's over, December 20th, you play one game, and that is on the road against the defending Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks. I believe you guys are both at 7-5 right now.
I'm at 6-5, I believe. Did I miss a mark?
You did.
Oh, crap.
I've got you at 7-5.
Okay.
Because we've played 12 games. So for Seattle, does that mean you have to have them lose to fix?
Corey's reaction killed
me. Oh, no. You're going to have to take my word for it.
All right.
I have a very sophisticated system over here.
All right.
Tallies.
Look, I got tallies, too.
Okay.
I don't know when I stopped tallying.
You know what I think threw you off? The graph paper.
Yeah, it is graph. It's very graphic.
It's hot.
You know what, though? Cowboys get a mini bye after the Thanksgiving game.
They do.
They're going to go into Seattle healthy and running the ball very effectively because they know they got a bye week coming up in lots of time and no way to be like, you know what, let's just leave it all out on the field, guys. So they take down Seattle.
Okay.
And now I am up to 8-5, allegedly.
Alec, what say you? And then somebody also said they're from the future and the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl.
What? Oh, right. Kyler Murray.
Yeah, better invest in those cards right now. Maybe some J.J. McCarthy just to be safe. All right. Seattle cards on the road.
Give me a win.
Ooh.
Give me a win. I don't know. Seattle lost more than they added in the offseason. I think that's really going to hurt them. They're going to be a winning team. They're going to be fun to watch. But I think Sam Darnold might start to look like Sam Darnold again.
All right, let's pair these last couple off. At the Rams after 2 weeks off and hosting Jacksonville.
It's going to be kind of tough, Kevin. You're losing to the Rams, too much time off. Liam Cohen's still trying to make the playoffs here at the end of the season. They're pushing really hard, and they get a win on your turf. So that's going to put you with 7 losses on the season at that point.
So that hurts. If you just went from 8-5 to 8-7, that is going to hurt. Alec, you also had them at 8-5 at the Rams hosting the Jags. Will we avoid Corey's fate? for the Cowboys.
I think we will, because I think you are going to lose to the Rams, but okay. I think you're going to win against Jacksonville at home on the primetime scene. I think Jacksonville is just, they're not wrong, they're still just early.
Yeah.
They're just a bit early, and you can squeeze one out there.
Now,
easy.
The last two regular season games. So it sounds like for both of y'all, this will very well decide if you go to the playoffs or not. Hosting the Giants at the Commanders. Corey, you're at 8-7. Alec, you're at 9-6.
Giants are trying to get in the playoffs. They just aren't ready yet. And the Cowboys take them down, and Washington gives up on the season, and they go ahead and throw in the towel. And the Cowboys, with a to-be-determined schedule, go ahead and take that one. They finish the season 10-7. If my marks are correct.
Okay, and if my marks are correct, which you would assume put them in the playoffs. Now, Alec, hosting the Giants at the Commanders, you've got them at 9-6. How do we close?
Hosting, visiting, neutral site, in another country, doesn't matter. Cowboys 2-0 to finish the season like
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, all right.
I don't care.
So let me ask you this then, Alec. At 10-7, feel good that they're in the playoffs. At 11-6, do they win this division?
I think so. I think they do. I think this is the year that the spiral that we've been kind of projecting for Philly actually comes to life.
Oh, Corey, does that mean at 10-7 you think they win the division?
No.
Okay.
They get into the wild card.
I mean, they're still in the playoffs.
But this is going to be
cool.
I do believe this will be a little bit of a tougher division this year. I think the Giants are going to be better, and they're going to give teams a little more fits, just not the Cowboys.
Okay, so there you go. 10-7 for Corey, 11-6 from Mr. Medford.
Homer.
Oh, man, this would be crazy from the 6A2. We're going to go undefeated 6-0, then Dak gets injured and we fall apart. Man, that would suck. You get through maybe the most difficult part of your schedule at 6-0, and then your quarterback gets hurt? That would be the worst.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com, and here's the king.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that, and thank you to Greystone for being a part of this one. I was sitting here thinking about the Cowboys schedule, and I'm going to get into that because I have some questions about these road games, and I kind of understand now why I don't remember a road schedule is maybe as difficult as this one, but we'll get into that. I do have a question for you guys about Christian Parker, and I was thinking about this weekend, and because there's been a lot of kind of going back and forth, a lot of expectations about Christian Parker. Everybody's a super smart guy. You know, he knows what he wants with these players. He's building this group the right way. I like what he's doing with the coaches, well-spoken, all these things. I want to ask each one of you this question that I had. Where do you think Christian Parker is going to be the best at? Is it during the week or is it on game day?
I would imagine now all the information is flowing towards during the week, coaching guys up, building a game plan, studying what the other team does, finding their weaknesses, and then, you know, teaching your guys how to get the best of them on game day. So we don't know play calling wise, but there was a story after he was hired about how he has been trusted by his DCs. And maybe it was Fangio, maybe it was a different guy.
I think it was Petten
to consult mid game.
Like, oh, yeah,
Petten was
Bay.
Leaning on him,
yeah,
to interpret what the opposition offense was doing and give him answers. So he does have a track record and the ability to gain the trust of great coaches. So it wouldn't surprise me, but I just think right now the thing I can say for sure is I believe Monday through Saturday is going to be really good.
Yeah, because you never know when the lights come on and now you're the guy and you're handling all things at once in real time. You see it with head coaches having to juggle all the things that they juggle, and that can create some blind spots. Even like a guy like Mike Petten is like, okay, the in real time adjustments,
yeah,
I might need a second pair of eyes for because
yeah.
I'm handling all these things. And I don't know, I think, is Christian Parker a guy who's usually been in the booth? Is he now going to be on the sideline, a little bit of a different vantage point?
Mm-hmm.
I think you probably get better in real-time adjustments probably from the booth But now you're the defensive coordinator. You're on the sideline. You're making the calls and all this kind of stuff. You probably want that second pair of eyes in the booth. Hey, what are you seeing from up there? So I do think he's unique in that he should have some level of understanding on the real in-time adjustments. But I think everything else leading up to it is probably what he will be embracing the most.
He hasn't cracked once. You know, there isn't a story about how Christian Parker lost it, you know, because the pressure of his jobs got too much. This is a big jump up. And, you know, first time jobs, people inherently feel a need to prove themselves. Sure. And that can manifest in a lot of ways, you know, like and people doubt themselves. You know, that's like imposter syndrome is real when you're taking a big leap up to something you could never imagine. Now you're really there. Like, you know, some people think like this isn't me. I'm not supposed. I don't think that's Christian Parker, but until he does it, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking the week leading up to it, and that's also because of the guys that he's learned underneath. I can't really think, like, game day, do we look at Fangio as like, oh my gosh, he makes great in-game adjustments.
Yeah.
The same thing with Pett. Like, they kind of have, this is our defensive game plan, this is what we're going to run, but I don't have anything to really fall back to on, like, a game or scenario where, my gosh, they really, and maybe there is, maybe they did. I do think there will be, as the season progresses, game day, him and Caleb Downs, and Downs being on the field, them communicating, what do I see? And then being able to marry that into adjustments during games, I think could be special. But I think the safe answer is probably the week leading into it until we really kind of see with our own eyes what he's able to do on game
day. Is that the biggest question you have about him? Is that he's just never been the guy that's called defenses?
100% for me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that would probably be it. And from what I know about him, it seems like his focal point has been in the secondary.
Right.
Because he spent time as a position coach anywhere else other than the secondary. You know, so just like marrying everything together, you know, would maybe be a question. But I think just the fact that he's never called plays as a defensive coordinator has to be the number one thing that we're all waiting to see and questioning a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and then the next thing would be, like, how good are you at the front? You know, we know he's a secondary genius, and Shotty gave him credit for that.
Can you marry the front to the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And can you coach those guys up? You know, yeah. Was Marcus Dixon the right hire? Hopefully. You know, we thought Aaron Whitecotton was the right hire last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just
brought us a big fan of him.
I think they got worse with him. I don't know. Maybe the players were bad. But I didn't think he did it. I don't think he was worth a damn. I know everybody talked about him and this, that, and the other. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of glad he's gone.
Yeah, I would have loved it if Eberflus had a blitzed more. You know, maybe those defensive linemen get to make more plays. Yeah. But I thought the defensive play calling really let him down. And yeah. You know, Aaron Whitecotton brought a hell of a resume. Like, Solomon Thomas swore by him. Quinnen Williams swore by him. I don't think he's a bad coach, but I think last year he didn't make a good impression, and I just wonder how much of that was due to Eberflus's.
That might
calling.
Have been the players too.
Yeah, everything was just so incompetent from players. The top down.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I will be gone though. I go on vacation Wednesday, but I'll make sure you have.
You doing something big?
No, not at all.
Staycation.
Yeah, actually,
handling stuff.
Actually, Michelle's got to go to Jamaica for some time.
Nice.
So I'm gonna stay and take care of my dad. Is what I'm gonna do. So so it's it'll be fun. Be watching bull riding on YouTube. My dad's totally into bull riding, so it's kind of fun to sit down and he gives me the scouting reports on the bulls.
Okay.
He knows the bulls and the cowboys and stuff, so he's fun to watch.
Bodacious.
Yeah, dad knows them all. He goes, oh, this Pegasus, Brian?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. He does. He goes, I'm just telling you, Brian, this Pegasus. And I'm looking at the bulls, and they have a bull score. They have a score for the bull.
They sure do.
Yeah, like, you know, they give them points for throwing the dude into the fence.
Like Bushwhacker, I believe that was one of them.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Yeah, that's a hell of a good name.
These bulls, they're like rock stars. You know, they're rock star bulls. And so, but yeah, Dad's like, hey, this Pegasus. I'll tell you what, this Brazilian cowboy, he's a good one, but he ain't riding this one. Dad's giving me the actual. And sure enough, like 5 seconds in, awesome. That Brazilian Cowboy's going over the top of the. And these dudes, I'm going to tell you what, Lucius, there's very few of them now that wear the hats, just wear the regular cowboy hat, like back in the day. Like,
no, you know, it's like none of that now. Now it's all protective gears.
And like they wear these hockey helmets. And I'm telling you what, there would be a lot more carnage watching this thing if they didn't have the hockey helmets. These guys' faces are slamming into the back of the head of the bull.
Yeah.
They're getting stepped on.
These guys are savages, dude.
They're wearing vests, and they're still getting trampled.
And they're like 113 pounds.
Yeah.
5'8".
Dudes get thrown, like literally into the fence.
Size 22 waist, just a little britches on.
Yeah. They don't wear, they go for these belts. They go, they have the belt, you know, the belt buckle's the big thing. And, but none of them wear belts with their pants. I guess you don't want a big buckle while you're riding, like you're getting bounced all over the place.
Oh, smashing the belly.
These guys
button.
Have like little ropes they wear around their pants to keep their pants
safer.
Up. Yeah, because the buckle will, I guess.
Yeah.
But I've gotten into bull riding.
Do they measure the hang time of the riders getting flown through the sky?
They land, like the medical crew is very much, I think I could be on the medical crew. Because you walk over and you kind of bend over and you ask if they're okay, and then the dudes get up. They literally get thrown and land the most awkward ways you can land.
No flopping.
No flopping. They hit the gates. They hit the dirt. The cowboy guys that help them, like the clowns, they're not clowns. They're like their helper guys.
Oh, no.
Bullfighters. They're like the bullfighters. They get thrown. This sport is wild.
Yeah, that's a different breed.
Yeah, Big Larry
dudes.
Gets it. All right, I got into that. I'm sorry.
Bushwhackers, by the way, the GOAT. He's the Jordan
Hell
of
yeah.
bulls. Bodacious in 95 was the previous GOAT, considered the most dangerous bull in the world.
That's one. What's the Jimmy? Voodoo Child, the Jimmy Hendrix song.
Yeah.
That's fun.
My dad used to watch the hell out of bull riding. I had no choice but to become a fan.
Dillinger, that's a hell of a
what's
name.
My man, Ty, out of Dallas.
Ty Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys, I swear, there's one of these famous bull riders that his career got ended by one of these bulls recently. His career, no longer.
And that's the one you want to ride so you can boost your clout.
Well, you know what happened? The company gave him the bull. Like, the bull ended his career. And the breeders gave him the bull, they're like best friends.
He was on Arctic Assassin.
And, that's another badass name.
He broke his neck in 2023.
J.B. Moody?
Yeah, J.B. Monty.
Monty.
M-A-U-N-E-Y.
Yeah. And the company gave him the bull. Like, wow. Hey, it's here.
It's yours.
It's yours. And they're like best friends. Like, he walks out in the field, and the bull walks up.
I'm glad the bull's still there.
Scratching his neck, you know.
The bull that broke my neck. I don't know if you give it to me.
That's what I'm saying. He's doing this video with the bull.
Have a damn barbecue.
He's doing this. He's like, hey, this is the one right here. This is the one that ended it. You know, he's up there talking, and the bull's just scratching his neck, and, you know, the bull's just kind of just sitting there, you know.
Wow.
But, yeah. It's well. Okay. Oh, geez. I have about a minute.
We do have Rangers news.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nathan Eovaldi has been scratched from tonight's start. He's got left side tightness. So we're going bullpen day.
Right.
We got Jacob Junis is going to open. I guess we can ask CY about this board 420 when we have him on. Hopefully this isn't anything serious with Evo.
Yeah. Oblique? When I hear side, I think oblique.
Maybe.
And I can get away from it.
Standing next to our guy over there.
Langford.
Getting a little
contagious.
Stay away from that. I'm sorry about it. I'll get into the schedule stuff tomorrow, what I have about this away schedule. But, yeah, check out bull riding. It's actually very cool.
Man, the Tex loves it. The Tex absolutely loves it. They say it's pronounced Mooney, but it's spelled Mooney.
It is a great video of him. He's with this bull, and he's talking. He goes, right here. This is the one. This is the one. His big old thing's like a dog. He's scratching him, and the bull's just sitting there. And they show the video. That thing, all four, like 1,200 pounds, just off the ground. Just
So is he in a wheelchair there with the broken neck?
No. He survived.
He's good?
Yeah, he's good. He
just couldn't continue his career.
Yeah, he smoked cigarettes. I mean, these dudes are tough. Mm. Tough guys. But
yes, a lot of them were named Tough. Yeah. Or Tanner.
Yeah,
you know?
They've got great names. No, they got great names. They do. And Clint. By the way, South America has some of the best bull riders in the world. They really do. So,
okay. Thank you, man. Krusty's Corner every afternoon.
We're off the track there.
3:40 here in the nation. I enjoyed it.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We are commercial free. Thank you, Peyton. Not getting promos around here, apparently.
Well,
he should have done that live.
How about that?
I know.
We'll chop it up at 7:40 here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Thanks for being a Tolo. Y'all, that stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Choppy with some Rangers Diamond Cavs at 8 o'clock and former Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9. But both of you pointing out the same exact thing with a question mark after Dan Graziano asked some lingering questions left around the National Football League.
Yeah, so it was the 10 lingering questions amongst a bunch of teams, and one of them was, you know, why didn't the Cowboys want to extend George Pickens? Right, that was one question, or that was one of the questions in this. And then they go down, you know, they're already paying Lamb $34 million a year. Do you really want to carry the two highest paid receivers or two of the highest paid? You know, we know all that. But then you get down to the very end of it. Who knows if Pickens has another big year and Lamb struggles with his health again, maybe the Cowboys feel differently about both players a year from now. And I was like, if CeeDee struggled with his health again, like, do we consider him injury prone?
I don't.
Mm-mm. I know he got hurt. He got rolled up on. You know, what are you going to do about that? Find me the guy who doesn't get hurt of that play.
Right.
Yeah. There was a point where that used to be the discussion with Julius Jones. I remember where Julius Jones got hurt the first couple years he was here, and people were like, somebody fell on his leg in Baltimore. Somebody did it. Like, what are you supposed to do? And I always felt that way. And then there was a point where it's like, he kept getting hurt, and it's like it's the Haglund point that you and him have fought over before about injury pro, where it's like, can your body handle those like things or not? Because there are people who get landed on their leg and don't do that. But even still, that's concerning to me that he would put that in there.
Well, there's two parts of it. There's the injury part that Choppy raised the eyebrow at, and then the other part over a decision about one or both? Huh?
Yes.
Right.
So this is the Cowboys, what was it, 22?
They made the decision with Amari, right?
Yeah, they were heading into the 22 season. They were annoyed with him being banged up all the time and other things. And
they were
like, is he ready, CD, to step up and be the guy? Because if he is, we're going to pick him, and we're going to go ahead and just make a move. And they re-signed Gallup that same offseason, I think, that they had moved Amari. So it doesn't surprise me that they'd look at it and go, can we have the highest paid quarterback, two of the highest paid wide receivers, a couple highly paid offensive linemen, and one of the higher paid tight ends? Like, can we have that? Or do we need to start like shifting some things? But the assumption has always been probably Pickens that they move away from. But to me, it's to put in there that line about who knows, maybe Lamb's struggling with health. They'll get annoyed with that and maybe they won't pick him. And it's like, while this article feels like off-season quota filler in a lot of ways, generally national insiders don't just speculate and throw things out like that because you could upset somebody in that organization. And they could go, what the hell are you doing? You're causing problems for us. Now people are asking, now we're hearing from CD about, so what are you doing with this? And they'll get frustrated whenever that sort of thing is just speculated on by somebody who's supposed to be reporting rumors or insight.
Yeah.
So that makes me think he's at least heard, not that CD could be gone, but he's at least heard, you know, it's a little irritating he's gotten hurt the last couple of years.
But, you know, it makes him sound like he's Mike Trout.
He is not.
he's hurt all the time.
He dealt with the shoulder thing, the AC sprain, for the last half of.
He fell right on it.
No, I know. I'm just saying what his injuries have been. He had the AC joint sprain at the halfway mark, same game where Dak tore his hamstring in 24. And then he played through it and was banged up. He had surgery, got shut down the last couple games of that season, fixed it. Then there was the rolled up on his ankle thing. and that was just, I mean, somebody fell on his ankle. And then he was back out there in a few weeks and he seemed fine. So I don't think of him as being an injury prone player at all. But
no.
I guess if they're saying, yeah, but if
five
it happens
games
a,
in 2 years.
I guess if they're saying, if it happens a third year in a row, well, then we're just questioning, like, is it his frame? Is he just a slightly built guy? Is there something wrong there? That's what I guess they would be looking
at.
Let
me ask you this. So he's missed 5 games in 2 years. If you put that in baseball terms, that's a player who's missed 25 games in each of the last 2 seasons. Do you consider a player who's missed 25 games each year, do you consider that guy injury prone?
I mean, it's so difficult.
Right, it's so difficult.
It's the sports,
right.
But
it's almost a month.
I would say no.
I would say.
I assume the average baseball player is going to get 10 days off anyway.
I had to make sure Seager wasn't playing.
That's exactly what I was looking
for. I had to make sure before I answered I wasn't going to be a hypocrite because I'm going to call out Corey for missing all the games. But no, no worry about that.
Yeah, Seager misses like 40.
Yeah. Because, so that'd be 137 games a year played.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a little light. It's a little light,
Seager's
but not much.
High the last 4 years is 123. So Seager is Seager is like,
it's a full 2 weeks.
Seager is like just below the line of generally what I think of like banged up guy.
Yeah, I just like my assumption is you're going to have like one DL stint, miss 10 games. You know, obviously if you have a great health year, you're going to play 160 of them. But I mean, you're going to get eight days off anyway.
I think if CD is being in general ridiculously tough, like, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a guy who. Like, he gets the AC joint sprain. He needed surgery for that. He would not come off the field against Atlanta, even though every time him getting up looked like he was being resurrected. And he played, like, six more games with that issue with his shoulder.
Go ahead, Chad. Every non-quarterback, their over-under on games is going to be 1.5 missed. Every non-quarterback. That's just the reality of it.
In the spirit of the segment, this is an overreaction by Dan Graziano suggesting... Even walking around the topic of CD being injury prone or that something could happen with him. They're not sitting here basically stiff arming George Pickens and saying one more year. They're not saying it, but they very well could be saying one more year and you're out of here. And then we're like, there's zero indication that they would choose George Pickens over CD Lamb at this point in time. So I will overreaction Dan Graziano's Cowboy note.
Overreaction from Dan Graziano is what it certainly is that. I just hope it wouldn't be overreaction by the Cowboys and that he's just repeating what somebody told him. And
yeah.
And where it's, well, the reason why we want to buy the extra year and we don't want to commit to Pickens yet is because we got to see CD's health and then make the determination of which one's staying.
You feel the same?
Feel the same. It's a little bit of an overreaction.
Let's get to DFW, the rest of the Metroplex overreaction.
All right. So let's stick with the Cowboys here.
What do you want to talk about with AZ?
I want to talk about a lot, but...
Go ahead.
No, not into a microphone.
All right. Overreaction or not, the Cowboys' strength of schedule this year is too tough to have high expectations on their regular season outlook.
So, Bobby, we went through the opponents on Monday while you were out, and I do have to admit, and Atolo said the same thing, this brought me back down to earth a little bit. It did. I know I threw it out there when Warren Sharp said it's very difficult. I'm basically trying to say...
One of the four or five most difficult schedules, yada, yada, yada.
Man, going through this, Bobby, with the opponents, and things change every year, but I still don't look at it as totally meaningless. Like... Yes, we get the surprises, part of greatness of football. This did bring my excitement and hype down a level.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a...
What's your point?
They've got a tough schedule, and it's...
You're screwed, Jerry. That's my point.
It's tougher depending on some of the factors. Not just, like, things change every year. But, like, there's an expectation that Baltimore is not going to be what Baltimore was last year. That they're probably going to be closer to what they... Like people generally seem to have this expectation that Baltimore's going to be back to what they were.
Really good.
So, yeah. And so if that's the case, then that's a really difficult game. But, again, we're projecting a little bit there of, like,
yeah.
We think they're going to click back into place based on what we saw last year. There's... You know, you look at Indianapolis, for instance. That was a team that started hot and then finished really poorly. You would assume Indianapolis isn't going to be a tough game. But if they start surprising or something clicks into place that they had from the first half of last year, same sort of difficulty. Is Houston able to carry over what they did defensively last year? Since defensive year-to-year can be sort of unpredictable. If they're able to carry that over, that's a super intimidating game. If they're not... And it's kind of like a middle-of-the-road defense, and you're going against C.J. Stroud. You're like, all right, maybe that's an easier game. So a lot of different factors on there, obviously, in terms of how bad those play out. But that's about as bad a road lineup as you could have specifically.
I'll say it's not an overreaction that the expectations should be lowered because of the schedule. Now I'm kind of thinking in my mind just like, okay, 10 wins max. Max, best case, 10 wins. That's what's in my head right now.
I mean, there's a chance that outside the NFC East... So there's that would be...
You have the schedule. Just read the opponents real quick for those who missed it.
I got it in front of me. The home games are Giants, Commanders, Cardinals, 49ers, Jaguars, Titans, Buccaneers, Ravens, Eagles. Ravens is home game. It's Rio. The road games are Texans, Colts, Rams, Eagles, Seahawks, Commanders, Packers, Giants.
So Titans and Cardinals
who, as you pointed out, Arizona always beats you.
Always does.
They look like the gimme home opponents outside of the East.
And outside of the East, I mean, you could make a case that maybe Indy, they beat Indy.
Yeah.
But you can make a case that the other four road games, like Green Bay and you said Seattle, the Rams, I mean, you can make a case that you go like 1-4 in your non-NFC East road games.
Look, I heard Fred make this point the other night on the night show. They were talking about the fact that, yeah, this is a difficult schedule for Dallas. They're playing the same division. So they've got a couple extra games that they've got that others don't. But I like the Eagles are playing the NFC West as well. And so Fred was saying, you said 10 would be the max. Fred was saying, like, I think this could be a year where you see 10 wins, maybe wins the East. Just because it's such a difficult run.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they have to face the same divisions.
Yeah, the only difference is that the only difference is the Eagles have to face the first place team. The Cowboys don't.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We're about an hour away from Isaac Harris, Locked On Mavs, joining us from the NBA Draft Combine in Chicago, as the Mavs are trying to get a handle on what they want to do with the 9th overall pick. We'll talk with Isaac coming up here in an hour. I got three ways the Cowboys can improve on offense from Blogging the Boys. Which one of these is likely to happen, and which one is mostly a pipe dream? Go to Connor Livesay here for the byline. Number one, a fully healthy George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. I mean, that's a good point. What did Lamb miss? Three games in there? Three, four games? Felt like he missed way too much time with that sprained ankle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talked about how, I mean, if you're capable of getting on the field and running and thinking you can come back in the game, to miss a month with that was odd. I thought the Cowboys were a little bit too careful, and maybe it cost them the Carolina game. But I guess I think that one's pretty likely. Lamb and Pickens staying healthy. Pickens has stayed remarkably healthy since his college torn ACL, which, by the way, he came back from in like 6 months. Pretty crazy playing the national title game.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So there's one of them. And yeah, you should. I mean, but Flannoy had really good games. And the Cowboys offense actually paced better somehow. Yeah. I mean, it was a sample size. But in those three games, I think they averaged 35 points per game. They were flat out getting it done. Okay, number two, more aggression on fourth down. Is it time for that? More aggression on fourth down, Chief? How bad were they? I feel like you're the captain of this department.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they were...
Department head?
Just off the top of my head, I feel like they were good on fourth downs when they went for it, and they loved settling for a Brandon Aubrey field goal. You know, I mean, I feel like they should have gone for it more off the top of my head. Just remembering from the season and all the different charts they have about who's aggressive, who's not. I feel like Shoddy was, you know, criticized a little bit for not being aggressive enough on fourth downs and using the Brandon Aubrey aspect of just, hey, man, we got no problem trying to take 3 points right here.
You want to be, I feel like, more aggressive, but at the same time with Aubrey, he is a special kind of weapon. But yeah, I remember the Cowboys being amongst the least aggressive teams on fourth down, and I apologize for, you know, throwing that hardcore sports question at you right off the bat here, just jumping back into studio. Should have asked you how the hell are you?
All good, man. It felt good. It was great to listen to you guys. You guys are freaking dialed right now, and you guys are just having one hell of a show from what I've gotten to hear.
Thanks, man.
And now it's actually good to see you guys. No, I'm feeling good, and apparently the eyes are all right, you know, structurally healthy.
Well, you're not even wearing the sunglasses right now, so that's like a step in the right direction.
I mean, the last hour of the show yesterday, I slipped them off, and I was like, let me just get a feel for it, and it started to feel like, okay, I think it might be trending in a good direction.
Good.
And today has been definitely a little bit better than what it's been over the last week, so he was saying should be fine. He's not super concerned about it. It's called after imaging. Is like what I'm dealing with, where you see lights and then you continue to see them after you look away from them for like a longer period of time than what you know your eye usually. You know, you look at a light, you look away, there's still some sort of, you know, after effect for a second, and then it goes away. Mine was staying for too long.
Okay.
So that's what that's what was the big concern for me. And right. was it LASIK related at all? Does this happen to people that have LASIK?
Yeah, I think if you have the LASIK and I had the stigmatism and I wasn't like the greatest candidate for LASIK, even though I passed the threshold for being able to get it done.
Yeah.
So I think there's probably something with that. And my eyes are a little bit lighter, so light can affect it a little bit more, I guess. But yeah, he said it could be even just something as simple as stress. He threw the S word at me.
Okay.
Like, what's stressful about my life? I have a wife and three kids and a mortgage.
You gotta get your nerves reset.
My car's breaking down.
You need a nervous system reset, like that guy just said.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we were taking text suggestions earlier, and the guy suggested you might just need a nervous system reset.
Nervous system reset. And then he said stress.
Yeah.
Okay. You might need to tell the bosses, "Hey, I need a retreat for like two weeks on you guys.
On you guys.
On the man.
It's going to be a paid 2 weeks.
See what you've done to me, Odyssey.
Yeah. What are the protocols for nervous system resets? Because I'm interested in that.
Yeah. We got a cabin hook up here at the fan.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
I think if you go back to like 2:15 in the chat, he gave you the ChatGPT prompt to use.
Yeah,
it was like an hour and a half ago.
Wow,
I'd probably find it if I was filtering through it here. But yeah, good to see you back in the game, and always good when you have that concern for multiple days because the anticipation builds when you're finally going in for that medical. Like I had this lump on the back of my neck. You can see the scar right there.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, "Crap, I don't know what this is," you know. But I remember that feeling going into the doctor and having the test done. Like, what's going on here?
Yes, you know? just the relief of him telling me that everything looks fine. It's like a weight off of the shoulder.
Yeah, it's big
time. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And I did bring something special for you guys that maybe during the hodgepodge we can try them.
Oh, no. What is it?
I got the famous Maxine homemade oatmeal cream pies.
Throw one in.
Let's freaking go.
And you're getting these at HEB?
These are a Sprouts extravaganza that my wife stumbled upon like last week. So I've got them, I think, in the 4 o'clock. We bust them open. We try the cream pies together.
This is like somebody deconstructed the Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie and remade it with premium ingredients.
Yes.
To blow your freaking minds.
Yes, okay, dude.
We'll get into those a little bit later on, give you the full report. Number three from Connor Live say, I think this one is the pipe dream, a development in pass protection. Could you get a positive development in pass protection? I think it's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah, how do you spend so much and get so close and have so many good players and be like, we're going to win the Super Bowl with Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele at our tackles? Have you guys seen this?
Because your quarterback can move.
Can he? Can he still?
Yeah. I think so.
Slide pretty good.
He can navigate a pocket.
Last year he was much better. I thought his pocket awareness was probably a big reason why he played.
That's why they're able to kind of, he made the plays he did because he's able to kind of buy some time. Those tackles were bad.
When it didn't go well in maybe 4 or 5 of the games, Brian, wasn't it because he wasn't mitigating that pressure well? Like it was getting to him in a number of games, and those are the kinds of games you would play in January against better defenses with good coverage and blitzing? Or pass rush?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think one of the reasons why you were able, I'm just trying to remember the games. I'm just trying to remember
Minnesota,
the fact the games where
Detroit.
Like I felt like that he there was like plays that he was able to make because he was able to slide and move and I'm not talking about run away from somebody because I don't think that's the case. But if you look at some of the things, some of the games, like some of the blitz pickups, they flat just miss people. And like Williams would clean up.
Yeah.
And then he has to kind of slide to his left to make a throw. I think the pocket awareness, the running aspect of it, I don't think he's ever going to beat you doing that. But I think the ability, I think his pocket awareness has improved.
Yeah, and I thought last year took a huge stride.
And maybe it's the confidence, the fact that Williams could actually pick somebody up.
He is great at that. So you're confident they could win multiple playoff games with these tackles?
You have no choice. You really don't. I mean, listen, they didn't they really didn't address it. I mean, we talked about it. We talked about Malanoa and he goes, but they never were going to do anything with these offensive line. We talked about it.
Yeah.
They never were.
So they've gotten corrected defensive tackle and safety, but have they just changed the positions that they're not going to invest in now?
I'm wondering if, help me, Wolchuk, with New England's offensive line.
No, they got to the Super Bowl with a poor offensive line. Now, they did it. Their offense wasn't good in the postseason. They did it because their defense was so damn good, right? Yeah. I mean, if you look at that AFC Championship game, it was terrible.
I mean,
but we've seen teams make runs. I mean, I think Kansas City even has won some Super Bowls with subpar tackle play. Heck, they were moving over their guard, you know, Tooney, to go play left tackle. So,
top three defenses.
Yeah, and yeah. Cincinnati would be an example of one of the worst offensive lines. Now, they didn't win the Super Bowl. We actually got a question. We did a new Love of the Star, which is out right now. I'd encourage you to go to listen to it, Eric and I, this morning. And somebody asked about that. They asked, one, if you could guarantee, like, one of these four players was a Pro Bowler. Guyton was one. And then also, like, with the current tackles, do you think they're legit Super Bowl contenders? They're not, in my opinion. You've got to see improvement from Guyton. Like, Guyton's the one that, like, you know what Steele is. Guyton's still, he's going into year three. And every time you start to see Tyler Guyton, it seems like, okay, he's improving. There's an injury. There's a setback. And now he's not on the field. He's got to be able to stay on the field, keep improving, keep getting better. He's got still room to improve and grow in his game. If he can do that, that's where you can see an improvement in pass protection.
Wanted to do a strong RIP to former Cowboys quarterback Craig Morton here in this C-note. He passed on at the age of 83. Only player in NFL history to lead two different teams to their first Super Bowl appearance. Fifth overall pick in 65, spent 4 years backing up Don. Led the Cowboys to consecutive NFL, the Cowboys to consecutive NFL title game appearances in 66 and 67 before losing to the Packers. Morton got his chance in 69, responded leading the Cowboys to a 10-2-1 record. In 70, led the Cowboys to their first Super Bowl, 16-13 loss to the Colts, the first decided by a last-minute field goal.
Jim O'Brien.
Morton began the following season as the Cowboys starter, but future Hall of Famer Roger Staubach replaced him. With Staubach under center, the Cowboys went 10-0 after a 1-3 start behind Morton. Wow.
Yeah.
That season en route to the 24-3 win over the Dolphins in Super Bowl VI. Traded to the Giants. Yeah. Had two forgettable years in New York.
Went to Denver.
Yes. The only QB to face a team that he had previously led to a Super Bowl.
He got crushed in that game.
Morton and the Broncos offense struggled mightily against the Doomsday defense. Randy White, the player the Cowboys drafted with the Giants' first-round pick in the Morton trade. You trade Morton to the Giants and you get Randy White, shared Super Bowl MVP honors with fellow defensive lineman Harvey Martin following the Cowboys' 27-10 win. Morton led Denver to the playoffs the next two seasons, and at age 38 had one of the best statistical seasons of his career in 1981. Played another season in Denver before the Broncos made the trade to acquire future Hall of Famer John Elway. 18 seasons. 81-62-1 regular season record, 5-5 in the postseason, third in Broncos history, and was the original Broncos number 7 quarterback. RIP to the great Craig Morton.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!